Trisha and Tim Hahn. Okay, we're going back to our morning conversation. You weren't here for it earlier. So we're talking about brushing your teeth. Do you like cool or warm water when you brush your teeth?
Definitely cool water.
Okay. For me, I prefer cool, but when I turn the water on, it's just enough to get my toothbrush wet, and then I turn it right back off. So I'm not going to, even if I wanted it cold, I'm not going to let it stay under there long enough to be super, super cold. Or even if I wanted it hot, you know, I'm not going to wait
for
that.
And I'm with you on the initial spritz.
Yeah.
But then the first rinse, it's got to be cold water.
Oh, true. Yeah. When you're rinsing your mouth. Yeah, I definitely have to
gotta
have cold.
Be cold.
Yeah.
But it's you almost kind of gather up a couple of puddles of water into the toothbrush, and that kind of rinses.
Yeah.
If it's warm or hot water.
Yeah. But, you know, we've got this up on Facebook, and people are saying if they have sensitive teeth, then they can't handle a cold water.
Right.
So I think if it was just like lukewarm, maybe that would be bearable, but I don't want hot water.
So I had a buddy of mine in college that I lived with, one of my lacrosse teammates. He would brush his teeth in the shower.
Okay. So this is part of where this conversation came from. So how do you feel about that?
I think that's weird.
Okay. I do too. I've never brushed my teeth in the shower. Nah. But why is it weird though?
Because it's weird.
I know, but I can't justify in my mind when I say it's weird. I don't know why I think it's weird. Because you're kind of, you know, you're already in there. So for people that do that, okay.
It makes sense.
I guess.
Like, where do you put your toothbrush?
Yeah, do you have like a little...
Is it encased?
Well,
I mean, if you just bring it in with you...
Or
and
do
you've
you keep
got
it in there?
Soap flying around and whatever else.
True.
And
Shampoo
and...
Yeah.
You're dirty when you get in the shower.
True.
So if your toothbrush is going in with you dirty,
but the toothbrush
what do you put in
is
your mouth?
In the bathroom anyway. So, you know, I mean, it's living in there.
I think it kind of goes back to what you and Chris were talking about yesterday with fingernails and what's underneath there.
The bacteria. Mm.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd be comfortable putting my toothbrush in my mouth when it's been in the shower.
But it's how far away is your shower from your sink?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
10 feet, maybe.
10 feet. Okay. So, I mean, you think there's a barrier there between the shower and the sink? It's like, okay, nothing past this point is going to touch my toothbrush.
True.
It's all in the air. Well, so this one person said, I was reading about this online. She says that she thinks that the shower water doesn't taste the same as the water in the sink. Unless it's coming from a different line. Brr. Isn't it the same water?
I mean, do you have different tanks in the house? This is my shower tank, and this is my bathroom tank, and this is my kitchen tank.
And this is the tank for brushing my teeth. What?
Yes.
I mean, no. Yeah.
Well, hopefully it is potable water.
Well, yes. Oh, gosh. Well, that's a whole nother topic. All right, so our morning conversation. Do you use cool or warm water to brush your teeth? Or do you even care? I mean, ultimately, as long as you're brushing your teeth.
Yes.
Brush it with however you want, cold, hot, in between.
Just brush.
Just please
Make
brush.
Make your dentist happy.
Yeah, and your neighbors and your friends and family. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Trisha and Tim Hahn. So did you hear about the bear that escaped from its cargo hold at the Dubai airport?
No, I did not.
Okay. So it did. It escaped. It was being transported to Iraq, and Iraq's prime minister has ordered an investigation into this event that caused the delay of the flight. So Iraq, they apparently keeping wild predators as pets has become popular among the wealthy. And so I guess somebody bought this bear.
And kind of like Mike Tyson.
Sure.
He did the same thing.
Yeah. So this bear was in a crate of some sort, but the bear got out. Mm. On the plane. Mm. So it was in the cargo hold. So it wasn't, you know, out where the passengers were. But the airway says, or the airline says that the procedure to transport the bear was followed. They did everything they were supposed to do. It's not their fault necessarily that the bear got out. I don't know how. But there is a video. No one was injured during this, but there's a video you can watch of somebody under, I guess, you know, where they keep the the luggage and stuff. Yeah. So they've got this door partially open, and it's a bear. It's not a huge bear, but it's a bear nonetheless. And somebody has the door open a little bit, and you can see the bear just trotting around in there, and somebody puts their hand in there to pet it. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Like, it's a bear.
That's bizarre. So is this going to be a new movie? You know, you had snakes on a plane.
Yeah.
At one time.
True. So, and then you had cocaine bear. The escaped bear on an airplane. I mean,
bear on a plane.
there's that has a ring to it.
Bear in the cargo hold.
So there, I don't know how long the plane had to be held up. They had to get a shot to the bear, you know, so they could get it to go to sleep, so that they could get it out of there. Because I don't know. I mean, the person that was trying to pet it, I don't know how long that lasted, but.
Does he still have a hand?
He does. Well, in the video, he does. And then he closes it a little bit. I thought, well, is he one of those people that wants to own one of these?
Maybe.
I mean, who owns a bear?
You know, like I said, Mike Tyson.
Yeah, but
Mike Tyson had tigers and bears. And
oh, my. Why, though? Yes. I don't even understand.
If you got that much money, it's like after a while, there's only so many cars you can buy. So I guess you got to start buying exotic animals.
Maybe they didn't know that this bear was special and it could get out of the crate. So,
and could be petted without.
Right. Maybe they were excited about that.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Either way, it's crazy.